Statistical physics is another important approach which can be used in physics or chemistry. So I mentioned that a typical chemistry chemical molecule might be 100,000 particles, but that's not a very interesting number of particles for if you're studying the property of matter, because there is meant to be they're of order 10 to the 23 atoms in a sort of typical molecular volume. So any interesting sort of block of matter has some huge number of particles, and they're interacting with each other in a very complex fashion. And so the theory of statistical physics says that although you could use Newton's laws to track all those particles, actually what properties you see have nothing to do with Newton's laws. They have something to do with Newton's laws, but you can study them on the average using statistical physics or the laws of thermodynamics. And there's a thing called the partition function, which is the relative probability of each state, and then all the properties of a large system can be calculated by doing Monte Carlo integrals weighted by this partition function. So here we're essentially using the central limit theorem, that when you have anything interesting going on and there are a lot of things involved and everything's happening essentially randomly, then you can just take averages and use the central limit theorem. And so for a large class of problems, you can use statistical methods to find out what's going on. So material science would typically use statistical physics to find out what's happening. So that ends up as large Monte Carlo problems, where you're studying the properties of a bunch of atoms.